This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to the Astrobu. And to remind you once again before we begin that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And that opportunity certainly exists for each of you. But as well, once again, the choice to do so is yours, absolutely. And so, would you believe such an important concept and element in this reality creation process that you're involved in, not only in this vibrational level, and not only in your awakened consciousness state, but at all the levels of consciousness at which you exist. It is difficult for you to hold that concept that time and space are illusionary. You see, in order for us to attempt to utilize some type of an explanation through the expression of a vocabulary, we have a tendency to express thoughts or feelings that are based upon your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. And yet, it becomes very difficult for you to accept that you exist as a multidimensional personality. Other lifetimes are not past lifetimes or future lifetimes. They are lifetimes that exist within the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary. And that becomes a difficult concept for you to grasp. Once again, you believe in this concept that there is a past and a present and a future. That you have experienced various activities in your so-called past. And you utilize those experiences to determine what it is that you desire to experience in your future. And when in reality, it's an illusion. It really doesn't exist in the so-called real consciousness that you exist in. It's an illusion because it makes it appear that, once again, you're not in control. And yet, time and space don't really exist. You exist in the now. And again, that becomes very difficult to give you an explanation. It's something that you can experience through altered states of consciousness and have the opportunity even to bring back into your awakened consciousness state an understanding. Time and space are illusionary. But at the same time, with that comes the difficulty in attempting to explain something through the utilization of a vocabulary that's an experience. It's very difficult to explain what an experience is for you to another individual, assuming that the experience for them invokes the same feelings or emotions. You really don't know that. And so when you suggest that you experience joy, are you certain that the other entity is, through their experience of joy, experiencing the same range of emotions and feelings? Is it the same? It's desirable, perhaps, but is it the same? Because it becomes very difficult for you to give an explanation of an experience. You utilize various terminologies, such as a joyous experience, because you understand that there are certain desirable as opposed to not desirable feelings and experiences that you can have. But you're not certain whether or not the other individual is experiencing the same emotions and feelings. And so it becomes very difficult for you to attempt to give an explanation of this understanding that time and space are illusionary. It's an experience that you can have, but it defies an explanation. Similarly to yes, if you can have the experience of coming in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are. We have suggested that if you were to meditate, if you were to alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, that it is possible for you to have that glimpse of understanding of who and what you truly are. But to explain it to another is very, very difficult, if not impossible, because you're attempting to explain an experience for which you struggle to find any type of other experience that you can use as a reference. But it's possible for you to have that experience, absolutely. And so time and space become very difficult for you to step outside of and to get an understanding. And yet, time and space are illusionary. You exist as a multidimensional personality experiencing a multitude of realities, if you wish, other incarnational periods occurring within the same time and same space. We've used the analogy, and it's a fairly decent analogy that each of you have heard, that there exists within your atmosphere a multitude of various radio wave frequencies, if you wish. And you, yes, if you have the capacity to turn into one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. And yet you know that there are multitudes of these radio waves, if you wish, these different frequencies existing in your atmosphere in the same time and same space. And yet you choose, through the utilization of the various type of apparatus, to tune into one while eliminating all the rest. And so it is in your reality, in this vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, you choose to tune into one while eliminating all the rest. However, in your altered states of consciousness, in your deep dream states, and in your between incarnational states, you get a glimpse of an understanding of the multidimensional personality that you are. And the choices and the decisions that you make in that altered state of consciousness influence the reality that you experience, not only in this incarnational period, but in other incarnational periods as well. And so yes, one has an effect upon the other. And it becomes very difficult for you to grasp that concept. And consequently as well, it becomes very difficult for you to grasp the concept that the beliefs that you're holding many times are put in place in that altered state of consciousness. Not only put in place in that altered state of consciousness, but are influenced by this multidimensional personality that you are. And so many individuals will go through some type of an altered state of consciousness and get a glimpse into those other lifetimes. And as a result of glimpsing some of those other lifetimes that you're participating in the same time and same space, but nonetheless, getting a glimpse of that lifetime and then beginning to understand how that lifetime is infecting this one. And conversely, well, you may not be aware of it in your awakened consciousness stage, how this lifetime as well is influencing and affecting your other lifetimes. You are a multidimensional personality. You are so much more than what you perceive and can understand. And yet when you enter into your awakened consciousness state, you go to great lengths to hide from that. You go to great lengths to make it appear that you're not in control. Because it makes it more real and it intensifies the emotions and feelings that you experience. And so when you begin to understand and to get a glimpse of what your belief systems are, and then utilize various methods or techniques to change those belief systems, to change your reality. One of the difficult aspects of changing that reality is to hold this feeling that it's possible, to have the expectation that you can bring certain realities into your awakened consciousness state simply by holding a belief or a belief system. It becomes very difficult, particularly for individuals who believe that they are not in control, who actually hold beliefs that there are other entities that are influencing and controlling their reality. Because then you create the realities to validate the belief that you're not in control. And consequently, it becomes very difficult to hold the expectation that you can influence and alter your reality by simply altering your beliefs or belief systems. So expectation becomes a very important part of this creation process. You see, your beliefs and your attitudes affect how you think and how you feel. How you think and feel affects the choices and decisions that you make. And the choices and decisions that you make influence the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. To do absolutely nothing requires making a choice. Absolutely every instant in your existence requires you to make a choice. If you choose to do nothing, you still choose to do nothing. If you choose to react, you choose to react. It's still making a choice. You make choices constantly. You see, the irony of it is that whether or not you believe you create this reality, it doesn't really matter. You do create the reality. If you choose not to believe, you can have that. But you still make the choice. You choose not to believe. It's a choice. And so your choices and decisions influence how it is that you think and feel. That influence your beliefs and belief systems. That influence your choices and decisions. And it goes into a vicious circle where your thoughts and feelings are influenced by your belief systems and have an effect upon your choices and decisions. And it just goes round and round. And so it becomes important to understand what it is that you believe. What your beliefs is that influence your attitudes, that affect how you think and feel, that affect your choices and decisions. And do you actually have the belief and the expectation that you can influence and alter your reality? You see, utilizing various creation processes are something that you do on a continual basis. What it is that you desire. You see, the reality you experience, once again, is a reflection of the belief you hold. You get what it is you desire. As difficult as that may appear for you to accept, you get what it is you desire. You can have a control over that, or you can just allow it to simply occur. Either way, it's a choice and a decision. And either way, your thoughts and feelings will have an effect upon that choice and decision. What do you believe? And can you actually hold the expectation that by altering your belief you can alter your reality? You see, if you don't believe that it's possible, then you can have that. You'll create all types of realities that support the belief that you're not in control. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. It's a choice that you make. It's not someone else making that choice. It's not someone else subjecting you to some type of a reality. It's your choice. So do you have the expectation? You see, you have the desire. You may not recognize the desire consciously, but nonetheless, what you get is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and consequently, what it is that you truly desire. If you believe you're not in control, then you hold that desire to have realities to validate that you're not in control. If you believe that it's impossible for you to influence your reality in any manner, then you hold the expectation and the desire to have that experience. And the spark of consciousness that you are gives it to you and rejoices in that creation process. And so you see, you create this reality. The irony of it is, whether you choose to believe or not to believe really doesn't matter. You hold the belief system that is validated in your reality. And so, this expectation becomes very important in the reality creation process. You see, you can hold a desire. We suggested that it's important that you understand what it is that you desire. And then you utilize your imagination. You see, when you look around you in your awakened consciousness state, at your so-called modern type of society, which is based upon your belief in time and space continuously evolving, then you begin to realize that what it is that you enjoy, if you wish, in your day-to-day activities by the utilization of your so-called modernization is the result of someone's imagination. You, in your awakened consciousness state, believe that in this particular time frame, if you wish, that you are very advanced, We would suggest that there are other realities that you're existing in other so-called time periods, when you are much more advanced than what you are in this particular incarnational period, in this particular time frame. And in those particular time frames, these other time frames where you are more advanced, you are absolutely utilizing a different expectation. And you are utilizing your imagination. And you're bringing it into your so-called consciousness set so that you can have that experience. And so, what is your desire? Utilize your imagination. And then most importantly, have the expectation. And so it comes back to beliefs and belief systems. Like who you are. Do you believe that you are worthy? Do you believe that you can have that expectation? If you don't believe that you have the expectation, then it doesn't matter what it is that you consciously desire. What it is that you desire with inside is to create realities to validate that you're not worthy. To validate your lack of expectation. You get what it is that you desire. That's the irony of this creation process. And so what do you desire? Become consciously aware of what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination and then, most importantly, develop the expectation. Like who you are. We've suggested many times that there are various techniques that you can utilize, but one of the very simplest is to make yourself a list of your principles and apply the principles to strengthen your character. Principles that you choose for your creation of a character that you desire. Not because you want to please others, but because you want to become the person that you desire to be. So that you can correct the expectation. And then, consequently as well, you begin to develop that condition of absolute unconditional love. That becomes difficult many times to accept this concept of absolute unconditional love. So many relationships are based upon conditions, providing that someone follows this certain condition, then this is how the relationship will develop. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. In fact, it's what helps your society to function as a society. You put in place these borders and these limitations. But understand that when you do that, you're involved in a contract. It's a contractual relationship. You do this and I'll do this. If you don't do this, then you violated the contract and so I will no longer honor the contract. That's not unconditional love. That's involved in a relationship that's based upon contracts, that's based upon agreements. In unconditional love, there are no contracts. There are no contracts. When you give a gift in unconditional love, it's an unconditional gift. There are no contracts. It doesn't matter what the other one does with the gift. You rejoice in the giving, not in what the other does. When you're involved in an unconditional loving situation, you rejoice in the understanding and the giving, not in the expectation that the other will follow certain rules and regulations. You can have the rules and regulations, absolutely. It allows you to function once again as a society. There's nothing wrong with that, but understand that that's exactly what it is. It's a contract that you've agreed to that allow each of you in a relationship to function. But above and beyond that, there is an unconditional love which exists regardless of the outcome of the rules and the regulations that you put in place in the contract. The unconditional love continues to exist. And so you begin to feel that within yourself. When you begin to experience unconditional love for yourself, you begin to have the expectation. And you have the expectation that it is possible for you to have what it is that you desire. And consequently, you begin to hold the belief that affects your attitude. It affects your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings and you grasp the reality that you desire consciously as opposed to a reality that's created by your lack of understanding of the creation process And you were existing in a reality that's created from default, if you wish. Regardless of which you choose, you create the reality. You get what you expect. If you hold desire, and if you hold the imagination, but you don't have the expectation that it's possible, but rather you hold the expectation that it's not possible, then you create the reality, develop that, the belief, based upon this interaction of thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, expectations. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. It's very difficult to love another if you don't understand the concept of self-love. It's very difficult to like who you are and to like others when you don't hold those beliefs within your system. Very difficult. And the irony of it is that when you begin to like who you are, an amazing situation happens. Others begin to like who you are. And when you begin to love yourself consciously, it becomes very easy for you to understand and to express love to another. Because you understand what it is. When you love yourself unconditionally, then you have the capacity to love others unconditionally. Without the contracts. Without the conditions. Even though there may be portions, once again, in that relationship that require contracts and conditions in order for you to function as a society, as individuals in a relationship. But nonetheless, there's the overwhelming expression of unconditional love that supersedes all the contract, that allows you to forgive when someone violates the contract. And it makes it really not that important. That allows you to understand that another has that capacity to be what you may view as a human being, if you wish. It allows you to be intimate beyond the simple intimacy that you experience in a regular relationship based upon contracts. That unconditional love allows you to be known to another without fear of ridicule. It allows you to become all that is in your awakened consciousness state without fear of judgment. That unconditional love allows you to give unconditionally. And that unconditional love allows you to give an expression of joy and to allow the other to feel joy and to feel security in knowing that while there may be conditions and contracts, the love is unconditional. Yes, if you have within you that capacity to love unconditionally, for the reality that you experience is created by the spark of consciousness that you are, that operates from a position of absolute unconditional love and gives to you that which you desire without judgment. You can bring that into your consciousness and you can have that experience consciously. Now, if there were any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
In this world, that imaginary world that we are creating, are the cetacean groups sentient beings, dolphins and whales, and are creating their world within ours in conjunction?
It is difficult to grasp the concept that each of you exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. You are one. Defies an explanation that the so-called inanimate objects that you believe have no consciousness, have the same consciousness that exists within the act in every cell of your entire being and of every other living species within your earth system and within your universal system. You are one. You are one not only with the act other, not only with what you might refer to as other human consciousnesses, but you are one with every atom, if you wish, and cell that exists in your entire universe. And that consciousness exists throughout all of, not only the living organisms in your earth system, but every atom and cell in your entire earth system. It's the same consciousness that exists within each of you, that exists within, once again, each and every living organism, and every animate organism, every rock, if you wish, every speck of dust that exists, every speck of sand that exists on a beach contains within it the same energy that exists within each of you. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you create as a one, and that oneness exists in absolutely everything in your illusionary reality. And so you're not separate from any individual or any object or any animal, if you wish. It's not like it's a separate species, other than in your awakened consciousness state, you desire to put in place the separations. It's one. You are one. It's very difficult to explain, but you are one. You exist in each and every atom of your entire universe, be that a living or a non-living atom. It's the same energy. It's who and what you truly are. It's an illusion. You are not separate. Not from each other, not from any object that exists in your vibrational level. And the only limitation to your vibrational level is your imagination. You see, you're beginning to hold the belief system that there are multitudes of solar systems that exist beyond the particular solar system that your so-called Earth system exists in. There is no limitation other than your imagination. And you exist within each and every atom of that entire universe. There are individuals existing within your Earth system, within your so-called incarnational period, who hold within them not only the understanding but the capacity to recognize and to experience the feelings and emotions, not only of other living objects and animals, but of your so-called non-living elements in your earth system, to understand that they are one, and to experience that connection, and to understand and to have that connection with the various species that live in your whole entire earth system. Individuals who understand that their consciousness exists throughout the entire universe and consequently have the capacity and the ability to experience interactions with those various other consciousnesses that exist within your universe, and to recognize and to understand that they are one. Each of you has that experience. You choose to believe that you are separate. You choose to believe that there is this inability for you to interact with each other at a different level, and yet you do it consistently, constantly at some level of your consciousness, not only with the individuals that you experience and are involved in on this particular interaction on this afternoon, but with individuals existing throughout your entire Earth system, and with the so-called other living organisms that exist throughout your entire Earth system. You are one. You are all that is. It's a very difficult explanation. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you much.
Well now, once again, this has been a very enjoyable interaction. We would like to express our gratitude to each of you for allowing us this opportunity to interact and to share with you. For we most certainly enjoy this opportunity to share and to learn from each of you, to experience various emotions and feelings that you experience in your vibrational level without our need to literally become involved in your creation process. And we welcome that opportunity and are grateful for the experience. And so, once again, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you and to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, once again, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.